Now, last March, Catherine O'Donoghue moved to Kilkenny. She moved here with her 60-year-old sister, or moved in with her 60-year-old sister, even, Maureen O'Hara. And Maureen has been living with dementia for 6 years. Now, I had the pleasure of talking to Catherine and Maureen last week about living with dementia and about their story. And I thank them for their time greatly, because I think it's just such an important topic. And we're just very conscious that this year in particular has been a difficult one for people living with dementia and for their carers, their family, their friends as well. Many have been staying at home and some services had to be changed to help protect people with dementia from COVID-19. So they're missing lots of social connections, and it's a crucial time for their well-being as well as the darker evenings and the cold weather approaches. So we want to stand with them as a community and just to think about them. Please bear with us in the interview as we recorded it on speakerphone, obviously trying to keep everyone safe under normal circumstances. We would love to have had Maureen and Catherine with us in studio, but that wasn't possible. But this should give you a good idea of what day-to-day life is like for the two sisters since Maureen's diagnosis of dementia. I'm joined by Catherine and Maureen now, and I'm looking forward to talking to you both. Good afternoon, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Emer. Very well. Thank you.
Catherine, I'll start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, first of all, and just how you came to be in Kilkenny?
Sure. Well, I'm currently not working because I'm waiting for back surgery. So I was available to come down to spend this time with Maureen. But like up to then, Maureen had been living independently up until lockdown. And as her daughter lives in Galway, and she was pregnant at the time, and she now has a lovely, beautiful, healthy baby boy. But she obviously couldn't come to Kilkenny, and her son, Maureen's son, lives in Wicklow, and his partner works in a nursing home, so he couldn't risk being here. So that's how I came to be down here, but circumstances allowed me to, you know.
Obviously, I'm sure there's a lovely side to having the time together as well, but day to day, I might ask you, how have you been affected by Maureen's diagnosis?
Well, the diagnosis, Maureen was diagnosed 6 years ago now, so she's been living very positively and she's been very proactive. She's been living with dementia since then. And really, I suppose it's only up until the lockdown that she's, as I say, she has been living independently, and she'd have had a lot of structure to her week. Every day she'd have had some group to go to. But obviously since the lockdown, everything has been stopped. All the services have been stopped.
And I might ask Maureen, if it's okay, Maureen, can you tell me a little bit about how you received the diagnosis of dementia?
Yes, about 6 years ago now?
Yeah.
But prior to that, I was working in the HSE, and I noticed I was making mistakes. I was forgetting to complete reports and stuff like that, so I went to my GP and told her I thought I was going mad. And she sent me for further tests, and it turned out that I had dementia, early onset dementia, in my 54.
And Maureen, tell me about routine. So day to day, you obviously miss your routine with the pandemic.
Well, I've had to create a new routine.
The new normal.
Yeah, the new normal, exactly. So I'm very lucky with my youngest sister, Kath, came from Ballinasloe to live with me during the lockdown. I don't have any family in Kilkenny as such, but I go walking every single morning down to the park when it's nice and quiet, and if I can get back again in the afternoon, I will. I'm not driving anymore, and when I was retired from driving officially, I purchased a lovely BBB, a big blue bike, to go cycling, but then my balance started to go, so I developed vertigo. So I'm on foot now, and it's safer on foot. But so I get up and get out as quick as I can in the morning, so down to the park.
That sounds lovely. The walking has really helped. And I think it's helped a lot of people, Maureen, throughout the last number of months, the little bit of exercise and fresh air.
It keeps us all sane, I think. And you're not intruding on other people either. You know, you can keep your distance very well. I'm very lucky as well that my son was able to bring me up to leave them on fairly recently.
Gorgeous.
The walking that I get every day keeps me fit for the occasional trip up the mountain with him.
That's lovely. And Catherine, I might ask you, just for our listeners who are tuned in, and dementia is one of those issues that they like to get more information on, that they many people have experienced something in their own families, but some may only be starting this journey. And what advice would you give them on supporting somebody who has dementia or who is living with dementia?
Well, I suppose really just to continue to include them in your day-to-day life. You know, I mean, I know this, even if you're not living with a person, but if you're friends or family or whatever, I think it's important to keep up, you know, pick the phone up for a chat, and they might forget the conversation a few minutes afterwards, but they were engaged in it at the time, you know what I mean? So don't just stop communicating, and bring them to the places, you know, the favourite places they like to go, and if it's walking, like for Lauren, we love going for walks to all different parks, we go to the beach, you know, we've been lucky with the weather in the summer. But just to, again, include them, and if they do forget, they probably will forget the experience, but you've been there, they've been there in the moment. And that's what I've learned an awful lot, is just to live in the moment. Don't be thinking too far ahead. And just include your loved ones in doing what they enjoy doing.
Well, it's great advice for anybody listening from every walk of life, really, that living in the moment, it would do us no harm with everything that's going on. To think too far into the future can be very overwhelming for people.
This is it, exactly, for anybody.
And Maureen, were you open with people about your diagnosis, and how did you talk to people about it when you met them?
Yeah, I was very open about it, and I went public with it a couple of years back, and the Understand Together campaign, but it's awareness campaign. But it's, it's not painful, I suppose. It might be painful for my family that I repeat things, but they're used to that now.
I can tell you've a great sense of humour anyway. You've probably used that to help you through the time as well.
I do know something I have, and I actually enjoy life instead of enduring it. It's very important to do things you like doing, be around people you like, you know, whose company you like, who are positive. Very important. But get out and do something every day. Have something to show for what you do, for your day.
Okay.
I don't dwell on the past and what I can't do.
Well, thank you both very much. If people were to take away something, Catherine, from this conversation that we're having about dementia from a carer point of view, what would you say to the families tuned in?
Well, again, I would just encourage them to support them as much as they can in their day-to-day lives, and don't treat them any different. They're the same person, you know, and just they might forget stuff, but don't dismiss that, and don't, you know, I just think you need to involve them in day-to-day stuff, and I mean, Maureen is very lucky that she's physically fit. I suppose that's a big thing, that we do get to go out and walk around and do things that she enjoys as well. We both enjoy. And but your attitude, I think, Maureen, you just stay positive all the time, and you're very proactive. And you've a great zest for life.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks, Maureen, for sharing your story with us. And Catherine, it sounds like you have a lovely relationship, two sisters, and that you've actually probably grown very close over the last number of months as well, and I'm sure that's a big plus, Maureen, to have your sister there with you.
It is actually very reassuring.
It is, and we're very compatible, and it's great because we're siblings, we have shared childhood memories, and we just try and look at the positive side of life and have laughs and get on with it.
Yes. Enjoy life, exactly.
Great advice. Enjoy life, says Maureen, as we finish that report with Maureen O'Hara and her sister Catherine O'Donoghue in Kilkenny. Catherine also mentioned to me off air that she'd appealed to the government to provide the essential supports to people living with dementia and their carers. She says they're needed now more than ever. And when apparently Catherine asked if Maureen would be entitled to extra home help, she was told no. She'd get the usual 30 minutes a day, Monday to Friday, and she dreads to think of all the people who don't have family members to keep safe and how they are coping right now.